Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, sambungan hotline multibahasa di New South Wales menyediakan dukungan bagi orang-orang yang terkena dampak konflik di luar negeri. Pengelola sambungan itu mengatakan ini adalah inisiatif terobosan yang menjangkau komunitas yang membutuhkan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Marsilia Ailey untuk SBS News. 20 tahun yang lalu, ketika Suhra Dastyar tiba di Australia dari Afghanistan yang dilanda perang, dunianya penuh dengan kekhawatiran.
I'm so grateful because we did have family here, so there was a bit of support from immediate family members here. However, I still had my own challenges in terms of what I call migratory loss, that feeling of guilt that I'm here and I'm still feeling a bit depressed and homesick because we've lost something and your new identity. So there was a lot of challenges in my mind, and I had to go through all of that by myself and not knowing that it's normal. A lot of people go through that.
Namun, para migran baru Australia dari negara-negara yang dilanda konflik, terutama Ukraina dan Afghanistan, tidak lagi harus melalui penyesuaian sendirian. Untuk pertama kalinya di Australia, layanan New South Wales untuk perawatan dan rehabilitasi korban penyiksaan dan trauma telah meluncurkan saluran telepon multibahasa untuk orang-orang yang terkena dampak konflik di luar negeri. Disebut Witness to War, layanan telepon gratis itu beroperasi dari hari Senin hingga Jumat antara pukul 9 pagi hingga 4 sore. Layanan ini memperkerjakan sekitar 10 pekerja multibudaya yang menawarkan dukungan kepada orang-orang yang menderita dalam 8 bahasa yang berbeda, yaitu Arab, Dari, Farsi, Hasaragi, Kurdi, Pashto, Ukraina, dan Urdu. Jasmina Barak-Terevich-Hayward adalah salah satunya.
This ensures access and equity, and it ensures that people for whom English is not a first language and who struggle to express their emotions in English have access to something that they have never had before. Again, they could call interpreters and contact other helplines, but it's very different to being able to, you know, using an interpreter from being able to speak to someone who actually speaks your language and has lived experience akin to yours.
Suhra Dastyar juga bekerja di saluran bantuan itu.
First of all, it's a rewarding role to me because I'm there to help my own people and speaking the same language, living through kind of similar experiences. I can empathize, I can understand and normalize their own challenges.
Direktur Dewan Ukraina New South Wales, Andrew Machinsky, mengatakan layanan seperti Witness to War memainkan peran penting dalam membantu komunitas migran mengelola stres terkait konflik di luar negeri.
It's proven invaluable in the last month. The Ukrainians that have arrived from Ukraine, being victims of the Russian invasion, are all suffering from extreme mental stress. They have experienced a war. They have been in a situation where their lives are at risk every single day.
Mesinski mengatakan, orang-orang yang mengalami stres yang terberat adalah mereka yang baru saja melarikan diri dari zona konflik.
Now they've arrived here and they've escaped that. However, the memory of that is still with them. They also, but they still, however, have the knowledge that their family and their friends are still back in Ukraine. Their husbands, their fathers' lives are still at risk. So this mental stress is absolutely wearing upon them.
Didanai oleh pemerintah New South Wales, layanan kemanusiaan menyediakan pintu gerbang ke bantuan khusus. Menteri Negara Bagian Multikulturalisme Makuri menjelaskan.
This organization has professionals that know the people they are helping and they're well established and have the frameworks in place to offer that support for counseling and trauma alike.
Bagi Suhra Dastyar, ini adalah layanan esensial yang memberikan kesembuhan dan harapan baginya. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai pelayanan multibahasa yang disediakan oleh pemerintah New South Wales bagi para pendatang baru dari daerah-daerah konflik. Rangkuman itu disusun oleh Marsilia Ailey dan Richelle Harrison-Pless untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.